There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Chers auditeurs,
dear listeners,
bonjour.
Welcome in Comme d'Archie Podcast Season 3.
Saison 3 dans le monde fascinant des architectes.
And in the architectural projects.
Je suis Anne-Charlotte Deponte, passionnée d'architecture et docteur des universités en histoire de l'archi.
I am one of the spokespersons of Anne-Charlotte, who is a PhD in architecture history.
Merci.
Thank you.
D'être avec moi aujourd'hui.
To be with us today.
Et
and
maintenant.
Now.
Lundi en français, place au talent.
And Wednesday, let's talk projects. In English, of course.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archie.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Nicolas Lenné.
Hello.
Thank you for being with us today. You are architect. In two or three sentences, could you introduce us to your architectural practice?
Yes, I'm Nicolas Lenné. I'm an architect based in Paris and Marseille, so north and south of France. And my office is designing many different type of buildings as offices, housing, equipment.
Yes. With Su Fujimoto, you are the architect of the Arbre Blanc, the famous Arbre Blanc in Montpellier.
Yes, we've designed the Arbre Blanc, which is a tower with giant balconies in Montpellier, in south of France, with Su Fujimoto, Manal Rajdi, and Dimitri Roussel. So we were four architects working on this project. And it's a very important project for me because I think we've answered in an original way to have a way to live has in south of France, protected from the sun and an inside-outside living.
Okay. Now, could you tell us about your project Colivine in front of Bâle?
Bâle, yes.
Yes.
It's a project which we are beginning construction now, and it's a building which is in the front of Rhin, which is the big river that separates Huning from Basel. And we have done a project with a co-living inside. Co-living is a new type of housing project where you can rent a room to live with a little kitchen and bathroom. But it's quite small, usually 18 to 20 square meters. And there are many square meters which are for the whole building for community. So you live in your room, it's very private, you will have a very nice view on the Rhin and on the outside. And at the same time, you will go to a very nice restaurant or to a sports room or to cinema with your neighbors.
Okay. And could you describe the outside of this building?
Yes, the project has a special shape because the land was special. It's a triangle, so it has a bit like a flat iron type of building with it's a little bit like a boat also. So I like the fact that very close to the water, this building has a boat shape. And also we have done a project with a lot of little white lines that makes it, we feel it's quite light from outside, and from the inside it protects you from too much sun.
Okay. And what about the materials?
The material of this building is concrete for the whole structure, and for outside we have very small and thin metallic lines.
Okay. And your client? Who is your client?
The real estate developer is Constructa. It's a Marseille-based real estate developer. Very interesting. And the client which will take care of the co-living is Colonies. It's a quite new startup in France, which is very good at developing this type of buildings.
Okay. And what about the team of this project?
The building is itself is designed by my office, Nicolas Lenné, architect. Mm-hmm. And the whole area has been won by a group of architects. So with Jean-Baptiste Pietri, Triptych, Nicolas Lenné, architect, and Dimitri Roussel. And we have every team has one or two buildings. And when we have won this project, it was 60,000 square meter ground. And we have proposed to do little towers and quite high buildings to keep some ground to make a nice park, planted park. So it will be a very nice planted area with all the building responding each other.
Okay. And it's designed for what kind of people?
The project is mostly housing. So regular housing will be sold to people who lives around. Unang is a city very close to Germany, Val am Rhein and Basel. And it's a very dynamic place where a lot of people are coming now because there are jobs there and it's a very nice area.
Is it for every generation?
Yes, I think so, because the co-living would be for younger people who have just finished their studies and they want to start in life and they have just one bedroom with other people. And there are also regular housing that you can buy for mostly families, I can imagine. There is an hotel also for tourists, and there is a house for older people also.
Okay, very interesting. And about the facade?
The building is, what is very interesting, I think, is that we have put the common places of the building, the public places, at the middle height of the building. And we will have a very nice view on the Rhin with this system. Because usually we put these spaces or on the street or on the top of the building. But there we've decided to put it in the middle. So I think it will make it quite surprising.
What is the schedule of your project?
For the whole area, some projects are in construction now and they will be delivered in less than 1 year now. Mm-hmm. And the project I'm managing is about to start the construction. So we will have 24 months to wait to see.
Yes. We are impatient. Okay. So thank you very much, Nicolas Lenné.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye, everyone. And see you next Wednesday for New Comme d'Archie in English. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. Thanks to Julien Robourg, sound engineer, who is collaborating with us today. Don't forget to tune in to our previews on Instagram at Comme d'Archie Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't hesitate to promote it by giving it 5 stars and a little comment on Apple Podcast or on your favorite podcast platform. And above all, subscribe to listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.